Appendix Yod. Operation Mindfuck. OM was originally instigated by Ho Chi Zen of the Arisian Liberation Front, who is the same person, but not the same individual, as Lord Omar Khayyam Ravenhurst, author of The Honest Book of Truth. The guiding philosophy is that originally proposed in The Theory of Games and Economic Behaviour by von Neumann and Morgenstern, namely that the only strategy which an opponent cannot predict is a random strategy. The foundation had already been laid by the late Malaclips the Younger KSC when he proclaimed, "We Discordians must stick apart." This radical decentralization of all Discordian enterprises created a built-in random factor even before Operation Mindfuck was proposed. To this day, neither Ho Chi Zen himself nor any other Discordian apostle knows for sure who is or is not involved in any phase of Operation Mindfuck or what activities they are or are not engaged in as part of that project. Thus, the outsider is immediately trapped in a double blind. The only safe assumption is that anything a Discordian does is somehow related to OM. But since this leads directly to paranoia, this is not a safe assumption after all. And the risky hypothesis that whatever the Discordians are doing is harmless may be safer in the long run. Perhaps. Every aspect of OM follows or accentuates this double bind. The double bind, first defined by anthropologist Gregory Bateson, is a situation in which you must choose between two alternatives, both of which are unpleasant. A beautiful example suggested by Mr. William S. Burroughs: condition a draftee so that he will immediately obey either the order stand up or the order sit down if given by a superior officer. Then have two officers simultaneously order him to stand up and sit down. Obeying the first order means disobeying the second, and obeying the second means disobeying the first. Presumably, the subject would wig out. OM projects vary from the trivial to the colossal. An example of the former is a rubber stamp owned by Dr. Mordecai Malignatus, which says, "See mental health records." Dr. Malignatus casually picked this up from a public health clinic while nobody was looking. Any mail which Dr. Malignatus considers impertinent or insulting, especially if it comes from a government office, is stamped with this motto and sent back, otherwise untouched. This causes considerable puzzlement to various bureaucrats. An example of the latter is Project Jake, instigated by Harold Lord Random Factor. Once or twice a year, a public servant who has distinguished himself by more than common imbecility is selected as target for a Jake, and all Discordian cabals are alerted, including the various branches of the Arisian Liberation Front, the 12 famous Buddha Mines, the St. Gullick Iconistery, the Earl of Nines, the Tactile Temple of Eris Erotic, the Brotherhood of the Lust of Christ, Green and Pleasant Enterprises, Society for Moral Understanding and Training, the Insect, the Golden Apple Panthers, the Paratheo Animeta Mysticud of Eris Esoteric, Sam's Cafe, the Seattle Group, the Stone Dragon Cabal, the Universal Arisian Church, and the Young Americans for Real Freedom. All these are real groups currently active in the USA. Do you believe that? On Jake Day, the public servant being honoured receives mail from all of these on their official letterheads, which are somewhat weird, it must be granted, asking for help in some complicated political matter that passes all rational understanding. The official, so honoured, can conclude either that he is the target of a conspiracy composed entirely of lunatics, or that the general public is much more imaginative and less stodgy than he had previously assumed. Between the trivial and the colossal, there is a variety of OM which can be called the chronic. Most notable is the honorary membership. Not wishing to exclude anybody from membership in the Arisian movement for such a technicality as being non-Arisian, the legendary Malaclips the Younger invented several honorary aneristic groups. It is now the tradition for any Discordian cabal to appoint anybody to one of these groups if his or her behaviour is notably aneristic. For instance, a high school principal who has given a particularly stirring assembly speech on some such topic as the draft as a protection for our freedoms, or taxation as a protection for our property, or any of the other oxymorons beloved by educators, might thereafter receive some such mailing as this. Order of the Peacock Angel. House of Apostles of Eris. Tick. Safeguard this letter. It is an important historical document. Empty brackets. Burn after reading. Subversive literature. Empty brackets. Ignore and continue what you were doing before opening this. Dear. Tick. Sir. Empty brackets. Madam. Empty brackets. Fido. It has recently come to our ears that you, in your official capacity as principal of Aaron Burr High School, said in a public meeting with your bare face hanging out that death by napalm is really no more painful than a bad cold, and that Orientals have tougher epidermis than whites and feel less acutely. In our official capacity as High Priest of the Head Temple of the House of Apostles of Eris, we congratulate you for helping to restore American education to its rightful position as the envy and despair of all other, and hence lesser, educational systems. You are hereby appointed a 5-star general in the Bureau of the Division of the Department of the Order of the Knights of the Five-Sided Castle, Quixote Cabal, with full authority to shrapnel your friends and bomb your neighbours. If you have any answers, we will be glad to provide full and detailed questions. In the name of La Mancha, Theophobia the Elder MCP, High Priest, Head Temple, hail Eris, all hail Discordia, Callisti. This document will be stamped with such legends as official. Do not use this paper as toilet tissue. Secret, for your eyes only. Quixote lives, etc. All in the most tasteful blues and reds, together with Easter bunny seals, ribbons, and whatever other decorations it pleases the local cabal to attach. Often it will be accompanied by a button or an armband, making the possessor a 5-star general adorned with a classic rendition of the Knight of the Mournful Countenance. Copies, of course, will be sent to the radical students at the school to guarantee that the principal being honoured will see and hear many references to Don Quixote in following days, lest he think he is dealing with a single harmless lunatic. The official signal of the Knights of the Five-Sided Castle, needless to say, is a pentagon with a golden apple inside. Other groups to which individuals may be given honorary membership for conspicuously aneristic behaviour are the Hemlock Fellowship for academic leaders who have taken strong actions to protect students from disturbing ideas and or to deny tenure to controversial teachers or professors. The Saint Famine Society for War Against Evil, for people who have exhibited unusual concern for the moral behaviour of their neighbours. Annual meetings are held on the feast of Saint Famine at the Casa de Inquistador in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. The Flat Earth Society, for legislators or citizens groups dedicated to preventing the dissemination of modernistic ideas in education. Members receive a handsome banner proclaiming, "In your heart you know it's flat." The Fat Jap Anti-Defamation League, for women's liberationists and others who have found good ideological reasons to object to the English language. The Fraternal Order of Hate Groups, given to allegedly libertarian groups only if they've engaged in conspicuously authoritarian behaviour and have developed a philosophical line proving that said behaviour is actually libertarian. That group which has found the best libertarian justification for opposing liberty receives the annual William Buckley Memorial Award and joint membership in the St. Famine Society for War Against Evil. The first evangelical and reformed Rand, Brandon and Holy Gout Church for those who are simultaneously rationalists and dogmatists. The part of the solution Vanguard Party. For any supreme servant of the people who has shown inordinate zeal in banishing most of the people as parts of the problem. Other aspects of Operation Mindfuck include Project Eagle. Dayglow posters have been printed which look like the old Eagle proclamation saying, "To the polls, ye sons of freedom." The new, improved Discordian posters, however, have one slight word change and say cheerfully, "Burn the polls, ye sons of freedom." Like the old ones, they are posted in prominent places on election day. Project Pan Pontification. Since the Reverend Kirby Hensley founded the Universal Life Church and started ordaining everybody as a minister of the gospel, the Paratheo Anametamysticud of Eris Esoteric has decided to raise the stakes. They are now distributing cards stating, "The bearer of this card is a genuine and authorized pope, so please treat him right, good, forever. Genuine and authorized by the House of Apostles of Eris, every man, woman and child on earth is a genuine and authorized pope." Similar cards with "him" replaced by "her" and "pope" by "mom" are being prepared for women's liberationists. Project Graffito and Project Bumper Sticker. Anybody can participate by inventing a particularly Erisian slogan and seeing that it is given wide distribution. Examples: "Your local police are armed and dangerous." "Legalize free enterprise murder. Why should governments have all the fun?" "Smash the government postal monopoly." "If voting could change the system, it would be against the law," etc. Citizens Against Drug Abuse. This organization possesses elegant letterheads and is engaged in a campaign of encouraging congressmen to outlaw catnip, a drug which some young people are smoking whenever marijuana is in short supply. The thought behind this project is that the government, having lost so much credibility due to its war against pot — a recent ELF survey showed that in some big cities a large portion of the under 25 population did not believe in any of the moonshots and assumed they were all faked somewhere in the American desert — a campaign against this similar but more comical herb will destroy the last tattered shreds of faith in the men in Washington.